Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ramya Nair. I'm a senior associate editor with the Print, tracking economy and business. Today, we will talk about the rising petrol prices and the reasons behind it. Petrol prices crossed rupees 100 per litre in several Indian cities over the past few weeks, feeding into inflation and putting pressure on household budgets. While it's true that rising international prices of petrol is pushing up prices in India, there are other factors as well. One of the main reasons for this high selling price of petrol and diesel is the high incidence of taxes on these products. The union government levies excise duty and cess on fuel, and the states levy value-added tax. Taxes together constitute 58% of the retail selling price of petrol and around 52% of the retail selling price of diesel at present. This means that if the price of petrol is rupees 100 per litre, taxes levied by the Narendra Modi government and the state governments together account for rupees 58 of that rupees 100. Of this, the union government's excise duty is around rupees 32-33, and the remaining is value-added tax levied by the states. The Modi government and the states have so far resisted cutting taxes on petroleum products, despite the Monetary Policy Committee, headed by the Reserve Bank of India governor, pushing them to do so, which would ease inflation pressures on the economy. India's inflation surged past 6% in May, with fuel inflation crossing double digits. It is not difficult to understand the reluctance of the Modi government and states to cut taxes. Taxes levied on petroleum products have been a major source of revenue for governments at a time the pandemic has adversely impacted other sources of revenue, like corporate tax collections. The Modi government collected rupees 3.89 lakh crore in excise duty collections in 2020-21, a 62% growth from the rupees 2.39 lakh crore collected in 2019-20, of which a majority is estimated to be from taxes and cess on petrol. This increase in tax collections came despite the fact that petroleum consumption contracted 9% in 2020-21 due to curbs on movement on account of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was due to the sharp hike in taxes levied on petroleum products. In May 2020, the Modi government had increased petroleum prices by rupees 10 and diesel by rupees 13. This sharp increase came just 2 months after the government's decision to hike excise on petrol and diesel by rupees 3 each. It's the same story for the states. Most states hiked VAT on petrol and diesel in 2020-21 to shore up revenues at a time the slump in economic activity adversely impacted other sources of revenue. VAT levied on petroleum and alcohol account for 25-30% of the own tax revenues of states. According to data with the Petroleum Ministry, states garnered more than rupees 2 lakh crore in 2019-20 and rupees 1.35 lakh crore in April-December 2020-21 from VAT on petroleum products. Interestingly, local selling prices of petrol and diesel are higher now as compared to the period between 2010-11 and 2013-14, when the average price of the Indian basket had crossed $100, as against the current price of $65 to $70. At that time, the retail price of petrol in Indian cities had remained under rupees 90 per litre due to the low level of prevalent taxes. Excise duty in that period was as low as rupees 10 on petrol. The 2-month freeze in fuel price hikes in the election months of March and April is another reason that is contributing to the high prices in May and June. Beginning June 2017, India did away with the administered pricing mechanism for petroleum and diesel. This meant that petroleum companies were free to change fuel rates daily in line with international oil price movements. Petroleum companies can also revise these prices daily during events like elections. Yet, fuel companies chose not to increase rates even once in the months of March and April, coinciding with assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory. The fuel companies actually cut rates thrice in March and once in April, as against 16 hikes in February. The average price of India's crude basket had increased by $3.5 in March from February, before falling by $1.3 in April compared to March. Moreover, in May, oil companies raised prices 16 times, even though crude prices went up by only $3.5 compared to April. reflecting their attempt to make up for the lost 2 months when the domestic prices didn't accurately reflect the international prices. However, the freeze in price increases during elections is not surprising in a market like India, as state-owned oil marketing firms have over a 90% market share. To sum up, despite an increase in international prices, it is possible for the government to lower the retail selling price of petrol by slashing the taxes imposed on these products. While the government may have resisted cutting taxes for now, a further increase in international crude prices may leave it with little choice but to cut taxes. A failure to do so will not only lead to a spike in inflation, but also impact India's fragile economic recovery. Thank you for listening. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Prince Table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.